this meeting underway. Somebody like to propose the minutes of the last meeting, 30th of June?
I propose the minutes of the last meeting, James.
Has anyone got the interest to declare? No. Have got any public questions?
No written questions received, Chair.
Have we any urgent business?
No urgent business received, Chair.
Right. That's got the first four items on the agenda. Now we'll go over to the report of the Head of Planning and Regulatory Service, determine type of affairs in respect of Hackney carriages.
Thank you, Chairman. I don't really have anything else to add to the report. I'm happy to answer any questions. One of the things I did just want to bring to the attention of the committee is that the cost of fuel has come down in recent weeks since the report was written, that the now cost per mile is £1.59 rather than £1.63, which is in, £1.62, which is in the report. However, I'm not recommending that we change anything to do with the table of fares. I just wanted to say that that has come down. But at the moment, we are recommending that we do not increase the table of fares. And I would still recommend that, but I just wanted you to be aware.
Well, thank you for that. Took out more than one question. Never mind. Has anyone else got any more questions? Councillor Barry.
When you get in a taxi, how do you know
it's
which...
It's not working.
It's a B-mode, that's it.
Oh, is that... Yeah, that's working, isn't it?
Yeah, that's working.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
When you get in
a
taxi...
No, yeah, when you get in a taxi, how do you know which tariff you're on? You click the clock, man, that comes up £4.50. How do you know that's you're actually on... If you say you get in a taxi at 9 o'clock in the morning, how do you know you're on £3 for half a mile, or £4.50, or six? Can you just go click, click?
That is what the taxi, sorry, I don't know what the actual meters operate, but the person driving the taxi will click the correct tariff. The tariff is also displayed in the taxi as well, so it is an individual can ask, but they are on the right tariff when they get in.
There's a little notice reg that's usually behind the back seat. You can read.
The onus is on the on yourself.
Yeah, that's why you're getting the image of glasses with you, isn't
it? Chairman, I this is probably beyond legal advice, but having been at the previous three or four licensing committees that discuss review of the taxi fares, I understand that licensing section have to set the taxi meter. I'm sure there's a special term for it, once a year, and one of the calibrations of that is ensuring the tariffs are set, so when you press the button, it goes on to the right tariff at the right time. So I understand licence section calibrated each year and they have to sign that off.
I think the technical term is time locked.
Yeah. We don't actually do it every year, we do it every time the tariffs change.
Any more questions? Councillor Hobart.
Thanks, Chairman. What happens is, for instance, it's 10 to 10 in the evening, and your journey is going to take half an hour. So partway through your journey, it's going to click on 10 o'clock, another tariff. Does the taxi driver have to advise you that it will be at the higher tariff, or will you pay for the first 10 minutes at a lower tariff, then it goes up to a higher tariff? How does it work?
I think we probably have just covered that. They are time locked with regard to when the tariffs
It will change halfway
through. Yeah. And the tariffs are that we don't necessarily expect the taxi driver to say to them, it's 10 o'clock, we're going on to a different rate now, because they are displayed in the taxi. That's what we require.
I see, it's automatic. Okay, thank you.
It's a very similar point, actually, because I think we probably all picked this up from the representations that were made to us. And it does suggest here that there is at least some evidence, albeit hearsay evidence, that taxis are not charging the right tariffs. And it does say that they're not calendar locked, which would suggest that they're not time locked. And so unscrupulous operators are charging the wrong tariffs. That certainly seems to be the case of Cowes, Have we got any other evidence to support this? Has anyone heard anything, or is there feedback to suggest that this is happening?
We get occasionally complaints in from members of the public about what they've been charged. I'm not aware of any current complaints, although, in all due respect, that is an enforcement issue, nothing to do with the setting of the table affairs, which the committee meeting is around today. But if anybody does have any evidence, they can obviously come to the officers and we would investigate that.
Thank you,
Green from Ireland. Thank you, Chairman. Just a couple of quickies, which are observations, perhaps more than questions on this particular thing. First one is, with regard to credit card payments, thinking that it's 10% maximum charge, considering this will probably increasingly be used, either with phones or cards, swipe cards, this modern technology, it's at the right sort of level, because it's a maximum of 10% seems a bit high.
I don't believe it came up in this year. I think it could have been last year or the year before, where we actually put that 10% on following consultation with the trade about what maximum charges they had from the card providers or whatever they're using to actually process the cards. So that 10% was put on, as I believe, in previous, either 1 year ago or 2 years ago, following representations from the trade.
I understand, but people get that, I think they charge 2.5% often in commercial premises as such, maximum, and say up to 10% seems excessive. Anyway, that's the first one. Second one, which is more of, some policy, whether one can develop a policy. Now, I know I live in the West Wight, which is sort of at the edge of the world. And it's usually considered the edge of the world by taxi drivers. We do rely on tourists a lot, etc. And it is quite often the case that after sort of 6 o'clock, we only have one licensed premises near me, so I tend to go in occasionally, only occasionally. And I know the difficulty is to try and get a taxi after 6 o'clock in Freshwater. It seems a bit ridiculous, but you might have to wait 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour or something. But often there are not any taxis available at all. I don't know if this could be improved in by policy in some way. Thank
you. Again, I don't think we are really in a position where we can dictate where taxis will be available or where we will only limit licences for. A few years ago, where we used to have specified areas on the island where operatives could operate within those areas, we widened it so it was the whole of the island. Presumably, we don't try to limit the commercial activity of the taxis in this way, or promote it really. I suppose they will go to where there is business, and I'm not entirely sure there's an awful lot we can do about that really.
Any more questions?
Happy to move to a recommendation proposal, Chair.
Thank you very much. All those in favour of going with option one, which is the only option, raise your hands.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7.
Thank you very much indeed.
Chair,
I declare the meeting closed at 3:10. Speaking of meeting.